We have just taken control of your radio. We are now living in an alternative universe. Both the Chicago Cubs and Chicago White Sox are tied for first place in the Central Divisions of the National American Leagues, respectively. For the first time since 1908, the Cubs beat the Milwaukee Brewers last night 4-2 on a Sammy Sosa home run. The White Sox defeated the Indians 5-3. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from the Pinnacle. Morning, Ron.
Hi, Scott. I've got your World Series tickets right here.
Thank you very much.
Second row behind the Cubs dugout at Wrigley Field. The best I could do for the Sox was third row behind the plate. That going to be okay?
That'll be all right. I'll live with that, as long as Mark Pryor winks at us along the sidelines.
I'm glad we're doing this now. next week it could be all over, but I don't have to tell you that.
Absolutely, but it must be noted, these are two very solid teams, aren't they?
Well, they are. You know, the Cubs pitching, starting pitching, might be the best in baseball. No, Mark Pryor has just been the second coming of Tom Seaver.
Yeah.
Kerry Wood, Carlos Zambrano, and as you say, Sammy Sosa and Moises Alou have both kind of started coming on. The Sox, Frank Thomas has discovered the player he used to be.
He woke up.
I mean, he could be the MVP, so they're sort of a golden oldies thing. But yeah, they're two very exciting teams, and we're having a good time. This is the best thing that could have happened to the Bears, who open tomorrow. They look terrible, and nobody's paying any attention to them.
Yes, finally. Yes, of course. That's the kindest thing under the circumstances.
Right.
It must be noted, also, the Kansas City Royals have had an absolutely terrific year, and the fact that they're just a couple of games out is something worth mentioning.
Well, it's just tremendous. You know, if you really want to know what's keeping the Cubs and Sox up, mm-hmm. you've kind of hit on it. They both play in, shall we say, not very good divisions. Here you have the Royals, who was everybody's favorite to finish last, being really good all year. The Twins, you know, nobody really believes in them, but there they are. The Astros and the Cardinals, they're in the Cubs Central Division, the National League Central Division, not exactly the 27 Yankees. But listen, after a century of bad luck, Chicago fans will take this any way they can get it.
The Cubs have a pretty favorable schedule, knock on wood, right, for the rest of the season?
Yeah, they don't play a lot of really good teams. The White, and they're home a lot, and they're playing well at home. The White Sox they play some better teams, but right now this is really a great thing, and I think if it goes much farther, we're talking full Jungian catharsis.
Ron, I have to ask, with the White Sox in first place, with the Cubs in first place, and this late in the season, when usually both teams, certainly the Cubs, begin to swoon. Are you worried about the possibility of some cataclysmic universal event occurring?
Too much rain or earthquake in Chicago, tornado? Nah, Scott, this is the cataclysmic event right now.
Okay, thanks very much, Ron.
Okay.
Ron Rappaport, sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, and it's 22 minutes before the hour.